Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Unknown Nations calls for prayer as Myanmar youth face both a brutal war and limited access to the gospel. Then, Native young people are bringing the hope of Jesus to their peers this summer. We'll tell you what's involved and how you can help. But we'll begin today in Myanmar, which can't afford to lose its next generation, but it is. After the 2021 coup, the military junta soon realized that rebel fighter groups were there to stay, and they installed a conscription law.
Basically, it was a mandatory two-year service of men aged 18 to 35 and women 18 to 27.
Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says both the junta and rebels are guilty of terrible actions.
We've even heard cases of young people committing suicide versus the alternative of going and serving in the military and fighting against their own people. This is a civil war. And so you're fighting against someone that maybe was your brother, cousin, neighbor.
In the chaos, gospel workers continue sowing seeds of hope. 35 teens at a refugee camp were recently baptized.
How God uses them is going to be the million-dollar question. You know, yes, many of them will now probably have to serve for 2 years. And where God places them, whether it's in the military or they go into a church environment for evangelism, the gospel will be shared there.
So please keep Myanmar in your prayers. It's been the worst of both worlds, says Kelly.
What do I mean by that? I mean, they don't have access to the gospel, which is horrific in itself. But then you go, oh yeah, and by the way, there's been a military coup. They're in the midst of a horrific civil war.
Elsewhere, Christianity thrives in southern Nigeria. But the northern part of the country is another story. When Boko Haram came on the scene in 2009, they were the biggest threat to Nigerian Christians. Since then, we've seen Fulani herdsmen, the Islamic State, and now the Lukarawa rise up against believers. MNN asked TWR's Joshua Irondi why there's so much opposition to the gospel.
There is a force trying to take over in this place and silence Christianity, which we believe, as the Lord lives, that's not going to happen.
TWR's broadcast ministry blankets the country with hope. On-the-ground teams discipled men and youth. They also distribute helpful resources to ministry partners.
We keep sending materials, and these people use them in spite of the risks involved to spread the gospel within the different locations in the country.
TWR recently took the Every Man a Warrior discipleship program into a local prison. An inmate approached the team after their introduction.
He said if he had come in contact with this program earlier in his life, that he wouldn't have been in prison today. We see God moving, touching the hearts of these, giving their lives to Jesus.
And the On Eagle's Wings Hope Team will begin the summer with the Warrior Leadership Summit, a conference for First Nation youth who will spend 5 days learning how to live for God. This Hope Team, made up of Native young people, will continue the work in July, visiting tribes and proclaiming the gospel to their peers. Brad Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries tells us.
These are young people who remember what it's like to be lost, to remember what it's like to not have Jesus part of their lives. And they want their peers, they want other Native people to find the hope of Jesus they have.
These Native leaders reach youth with the truth. That is, Jesus is for everyone. Hutchcraft says,
it's important for these local young people to learn that there is hope, there are answers, there is healing that can take place. And for that message to come from someone that looks like them and who has walked a similar road as they have is just an amazing time where walls come down and people are set free.
Please pray for open doors for the team to come in, open hearts for youth to hear about Jesus, and open mouths for the team to boldly share what Jesus has done for them. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.